Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Big Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right, it is 7:06 on this Monday, May 11th. Last night over at Simmons Baker Arena had Earth, Wind, and Fire, about 4,000 folks there, according to Michael Marin. A great show. Philip Bailey, I think, was there. Just turned 75, Roger, the other day. This Saturday, you got Styx and Cheap Trick. So, speaking of going back retro with all these restaurants, Chris Kane here is here with us, brought to you by Trader Bills. Good to have you, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
Wearing his Delta Solar shirt as well.
Yes.
Be representing.
We're flipping the switch today on a project here on the Ruck. So
got to be representing.
Head out to the field.
Is that exciting
after
when you flip the switch?
Oh, it is so great. Hear that transformer fire up. It's outstanding.
Do want to thank everybody who came out to Buzzbecue. We'll mention those winners here shortly. Do want to say congratulations again to Maddie Hatcher and Spencer Pruitt. Beautiful wedding. All you mothers out there, hope you had a great Mother's Day. I certainly had a great Mother's Day with my mom, so I'm really blessed. We're talking about Feltner's Whataburger, talking about the restaurants that are no longer with us that you missed the most. We've got a list of them. I say about every 10 minutes there's one that comes in I forget about, so we'll continue to dive into that. Also, too, Roger, we want to mention, too, ratings came in the other day, and we were number one, and it is tough to get number one. We're not always number one. And it's tough to beat music stations. It's just tough to do it. It's tough to do it. And we did it, and I can't say thank you enough. And so I know there's other shows that don't brag when they win, but listen, when we hit number one, I want to say thank you because it is tough to do. It doesn't happen all the time, like I said. And you've made us listen. When you beat some of these music stations that have long-time followings, we're such a niche, this sports talk entertainment thing that we do. We think that the best people listen to us, of course. The sharpest, you know.
I come on once a week with you guys.
Yes.
I hear more and more now than ever when I'm out. Hey, enjoy on the radio. Enjoy Morning Mayhem. So more and more people, when I'm just randomly out and about, now that I'm, 3 years removed from Channel 7, it's less, hey, remember seeing you on Channel 7. Now it's more and more.
I like it.
Love hearing you on Mayhem with the guys. So
like
you guys have a strong following.
Awesome. Well, we're very blessed.
We're blessed that you make us your number one show.
Yeah, we really appreciate that.
And
Let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass Hotline. And a guy, Roger, I saw at the Hatcher wedding, the Maddie Hatcher, Spencer Pruitt wedding. So this is the interesting thing, Chris, about a Hatcher production. We walk in, and I'm told it's black tie, but there's some flexibility. And so instead of wearing a tux, Roger, I'll go black suit with a black tie, like I host sometimes. I walk in, and Neil Arisman, who is the head coach of the Little Rock Trojan wrestling team, walks in. He's got on jeans, a sport coat, and a cowboy hat. I'm like, wow, we are too and then I look around, and they're giving away hats, Stetsons, at the end of the Neil, we both had it covered one way, because, I ended up getting a hat by the end of the evening, and I felt like everybody else, but that was a heck of a production, wasn't it?
Yeah, man, it was pretty cool. It was pretty special, but I thought you still looked good, Baz. I thought you still fit in. just like the show, winners win. You showed up and you won. So
I like it. It's great to see your wife and kids, and y'all are a great crew. Now, today, you do something a little different. Wrestlers are playing golf to help raise money, right?
Yeah, so we have our annual golf fundraiser at Pleasant Valley Country Club today. It just goes to support the team in lots of ways, operational ways, and it's our sixth year in a row of doing it. It's been a very successful tournament. And don't worry, nobody's going to be out there in wrestling singlets. They're going to be wearing the appropriate gear. But it's just a really cool event that a lot of people come and support.
Yeah, Justin Akery will be out there with the Zone, Raj. And, I was ran into Neil, and we were just talking briefly before the wedding. But think about, here's guys like Ryan Silverfield, who is, he's not publicly going to say it, but probably, man, they said it's tough to keep up money-wise. Now, this is the SEC. He's up there. His budget's $25 million, and he said, hey. And here's Neil Arisman down there. Could you imagine if you look, from a standpoint of just smaller and like in a smaller sport like wrestling, the challenges of raising money and trying to make it. And of course, Neil, I'm sure you weren't thrilled to see, even at the Arkansas level, the tennis teams that are eliminated, because everybody's out there fighting for money, and that's why you're doing what you're doing today. You just got to find it every way you can.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate time for you can't even say non-revenue sports anymore. If you're not one of the big four or five, you know, it's a tough time. Like the amount of programs that are being dropped, like what you're seeing at Arkansas is extremely unfortunate, but it's another symptom in a bigger cause. And so, you know, there's legislation and stuff being put forth to fight that, to compete, you know, combat like the way that sports are going, and Olympic sports are really going to be first on the chopping block. And so, you know, you really have to be proactive in your fundraising and, you know, how you bring value to the school and you know, getting creative with just showing like, hey, you know, we're not just a program here. We're a national brand. We're competing at the highest level. We fundraise at the highest level, and to continue to show your value, or you're going to continue to find yourself on the chopping block, and it's awful. And, yeah. And that's not something that is good for sports as a whole.
Well, you know, boys, now I feel like a more of a wrestler because I went to the Nationals. And I feel like I know what I'm talking about, even though I don't. I feel official. I feel like I'm now part of the Trojan wrestling family. And I tell you, Chris, Raj, I'm telling you, it was a fun deal.
Now that you come to Nationals, like, you have no choice but to come back every year. That's number one.
Yeah,
number two,
for those who missed it.
You're part of the family.
Thank you. No, it was a blast. It was something I've never been a part of and seen it. And for those that didn't grow up in it, you walk in there and you've got 18,000 people, and it's just it is intense. So, well, listen, have a great tournament today, Neil. Appreciate you, all the hard work you're doing. What he's doing out there is one of the great success stories in any sport. Yeah, it's really outstanding, Neil. You're a great guy. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Keep winning on the radio.
See you, buddy. Thank you, man. Appreciate that. Yeah, you know, it's a challenge. You know, here he is fighting me. Everybody's fighting with me. He's fighting for money. But you know what's crazy about him? He's winning.
Yes.
He's winning with hardly any money.
Which shows you how far coaching can take.
That's right, yeah.
Right?
He's wrestling against Penn State, and their wrestlers are getting paid $1 million. Are you kidding me? I mean, it's crazy. It's
within the last, is it 10 years since the program began?
Let's say within the last decade, about that.
And you're talking about a budget that is also, you know, comparable in terms of size and in the window, and going against the Oklahoma States, the Penn States, the Michigan. I mean, you go down the list of the perennial powerhouses, and you're not only competing, but you're right there. And you're retaining top talent. I think that's the biggest thing that shows what coaching can do and what the support can do over there is not only are they winning, but they're keeping their guys through the rest of their career.
He did lose one last year to big money from one of the others.
It's going to happen occasionally, but for the most part,
it's really remarkable.
Your top guys.
Let's check in and see if we get Pat Roger. I don't know where he's at on the timeline. Let's just go ahead and hit his open, and maybe we can punch him up. And our man PB with us today.
He's the all-time leader in three-pointers made in Arkansas. He once did a draft workout with the Boston Celtics. And now he works at the SEC Network. He's, of course, Pat Bradley. He's brought to you by Cabot Outdoors, selling, servicing, and providing a wide range of lawn and yard equipment. Your Hustler Zero turn mower and steel equipment dealer. Go to CabotOutdoors.com. And Bath Fitter, your local expert in custom bath and shower solutions. Whether you're looking to upgrade your bathtub, install a new shower, or make your bathroom more accessible, they're here to help. Go to BathFitter.com. Now, let's get to the shooter.
Good morning, PB. Put him up there, Roger Dodge. On the phone.
Oh, he's on the
phone. Ah, there he is.
PB!
Hey, boys. How we doing?
Well, before we get into basketball, Roger, we talked about it a minute ago. We're talking about the restaurants going out of business, and Feltner's Whataburger up in Russellville closed their doors for the last time, Saturday night.
Man.
And so, Roger, we brought up Mexico Chiquito, which was a very popular restaurant. And I believe you had the key phrase for them, right?
Dippy chip here.
Yes, it was, but he would do it with much more vigor, didn't he, Roger?
Well, much more vigor and much more of a Boston slant.
Yeah.
I think that if you look in the system, I'll give you a chance. Let's see if Roger can find it in the system. And somebody said there was also a song. Let me see. Tell David.
Chimichanga.
Yes. Tell David this is the song. Mexico Chiquito isn't the fiesta restaurant where the good times and good food is what families want. you begin to like it when you walk
Mexico
in the door.
Mexico Chiquito is the place for me. Mexico Chiquito is the place for me. Isn't that how it went?
I don't know. Listen, you're doing it. I don't. Wait, what are? Wait, what?
No. That's, no, no, no. That
I
works.
Like
that works.
I like
that
it.
Works. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're gonna keep
it's
it.
Perfect.
Keep it.
I like it. So, somebody said that's be done with the Mexican accent. That's Billy Joe down in Star City. He's listening. That's yeah.
It was a huge deal when they introduced calamari to the menu. I don't know if you guys remember this.
No,
I don't.
It was the owner, I believe, was Mr. Haney.
Yes, that's it.
Yes, Jerry Haney.
Yes.
He actually went to college with his daughters, but he spent a lot of time in Hawaii.
Yes, they had a place
and
there.
So
that's
he
right.
He came back, and he fell in love with calamari. And so he put that on the menu at Mexico Chiquito. And obviously, it's sort of not a traditional, what you would expect at a place called Mexico Chiquito, but it was fantastic. It was like some of the best calamari that I've ever tasted in my life.
Stand by.
Mexico Chiquito, my friends. That's the place to be. Five locations. Cantrell Road location, that's a dine-in drive-through over there, Monday to Friday, 3 to 6, that is the happy hours, my friends.
And
so
Lim.
Get over there. After work, it's the place to be. Springtime is here. Summer's right around the corner. Kick back with some of the margaritas, puncherita, fresh beverages. And also, they have chicken tortilla soup. I had it with the grilled mahi-mahi wrap. It is unbelievable. Also, you know they have the world-class cheese dip, crispiest chips in America, freshest salsa of all time. The North Little Rock, Camp Robinson Road, that's also a dine-in and drive-through. They have the
Come
chicken, shrimp, and steak fajita all
Coming.
Working well together. Jacksonville, the Main Street exit, go
Man,
by and check them out. And also, Rodney Parham in West Markham, you have your Mex to Go location.
Mex.
You can
Still
also
there.
Check them out on the net. That's Mexico Chiquito. .net. Also, you need a catering job done, graduation,
wow.
Go check them out. Dip your chip here.
That's there it. Is. That's there it is. Right there.
What a pro. Hey, I remember Roger, and I guess, I don't know if you were doing the show with me when we did this, because I don't remember you being there. Maybe you were, not much, but it was, I used to do a ton of remotes.
I did some.
The lunchtime remotes.
Yeah.
Out there in West Little Rock. And of course, Chad Jones, we were connected with Chad.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, the punch. Remember the punch?
Punch
yeah. Yes.
There's only
the sugar.
There's only a. Is there even a drive through around anymore? Is it all gone?
Yeah. I think Ronnie Parham has
to go.
Yeah.
He's talking about.
Yeah. It is.
Or Markham, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe on Markham.
Yeah. We were just talking about, after Felton's closing, all the restaurants. There's so many of them. And when I first started the list, I thought, man, I can only think of three or four. But, you know, so many people have started calling in with, you know, Denton's and Juanita's and Coy's,
sure.
Sirloin's yeah. Inn, Brown's, Cajun's Wharf.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's, oh, yeah. That was a staple over here.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Cock of the Walk was another one.
Cock of the Walk. Which
yeah.
Is now, which
and Maumelle,
yeah.
Which is now.
Maumelle.
Yes. The Keat family owns this place. Sorry. I forgot the name
God
already.
Almighty,
oh, yeah.
Yes. But, no, that was Tommy a. I remember
like
going there growing up.
Does
Feltner still have their Fayetteville place?
I remember they opened it up for a while, for a period of time, but it didn't. I don't think it lasted long. We were just talking about too. There's just so much more competition restaurant wise for anybody, and that's why a lot of places don't make it anymore. We talk about
like morning radio,
Shorty Smalls,
Shorty Smalls,
Fishers, Homer's, all those. It just tough
Fishers
to
was good. I mean,
yeah,
they had a fantastic. Hamburger steak smothered
Cypress
in
Social,
onions, man. That's what that was.
Yeah, that's old school. Elvis sat there.
Darn right.
Cypress Social is.
Thank you. Yeah. Speaking of Elvis in there, Old South in.
Old South.
In Russellville. It's still around.
Yeah,
it,
right.
burned
it burned down,
down. A couple
yeah.
of years
yeah.
ago, but they rebuilt it, and apparently it's still really good. They did not lose their roots,
but
even in the fire.
But somebody said Cordell's restaurant. There's so many now, I don't remember. Like you were naming off. I was, Frankie's,
yeah.
Wyatt's. What was the other? The Luby's?
Oh,
Luby's.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
The Jell-O at Luby's. Oh, buddy.
Oh,
the Jell-O.
Listen, you know what? That's what our country needs more of.
Is Jell-O at Luby's?
Jell-O! Roger, I remember walking in Frankie's downtown, and I think one time you and I had lunch down there. I think maybe it was me and you, Roger. It was some of the actors in. Did you do a scene? You did a scene from your movie.
Is that where we did
you
that?
You did it. That was Frankie's downtown. Yeah, it was Frankie's was in the bottom
That's
of that.
What that,
yeah.
is.
Oh, that was there for 90-something years. Yeah.
And with Jell-O with the whipped cream
you
on top.
Do you remember an Italian restaurant called, was it the Villa?
Yeah,
one?
Oh, the Villa,
Oh, my
gosh. Oh, that's a great one. Yeah.
That is outstanding. Yeah, I love the salad with the little cheese balls.
Yeah.
Bruno's is still around. You know, Bruno's has been around since the '50s.
Yes.
And I tell you,
but the villa that was
Love the villa.
Restaurant I think I went to in Little Rock.
Love the villa.
Never.
Very good.
What did you say, Roger?
Villa was very good. We had to shut down because a lot of people got nosy.
Oh, how about then Hot Springs?
Coys?
Our buddy's place.
Coys?
You're talking about...
J&S. It's still there.
Yeah, J&S. But they moved it.
Yeah, it got burned down.
Yeah. It changed names, the whole thing. Food's good. Food's good.
Zaffino's. Here's one. And people in Sherwood will know this one. Jeremy and Alicia introduced me to it years ago. And it closed, unfortunately. Talk about, like, family, sit-down, restaurant. It's got the table, the checker tablecloth. You walk over, they give you the bread right when you walk in. Nothing but house wine.
Yeah.
You know, they're no name brands. Don't need any of that.
It is so tough
to
carry
place.
On a restaurant business that's not a national franchise where you don't have the support. Yeah. You know, Roger, I went to Bruno's the other day, and the same the Bruno family is still running it. I mean, the Bruno family...
Still walking around, talking to people.
Cooking in it.
Yeah. Cool.
And it's tough to do that, man. It's the margins are so thin. You know, you talk to our buddy, Joe Klein, and it's tough. And Frank Fletcher, it's just tough to do it, especially locally owned restaurants. So I have so much respect. I tell you, the other store you told me, a great store, Roger. He's
our buddy Al Watkins.
Oh yeah,
Butcher shop.
Butcher shop's been around for 50
Long
years.
Time.
Yeah, you were talking about Casa Bonita, and Roger, when we used to do the show with Tommy, that was a common thing that came up with a little flag. I think you guys have eaten there more than I. I think it ate in there one time.
I don't remember.
It was Tommy. It was Tommy because it's right next to Center 150. And you have a great story that there's only one left.
There's only one.
And it's in Denver, but it's a very special one.
It was purchased
it's
and
the
renovated.
First one, right?
Yeah, I believe it's the first.
You're about to tell the story, okay.
It was purchased by the creators of South Park because they grew up going there. And they purchased it and renovated it for $40 million.
Wow.
I mean, they put in millions into this place, and now it's turned into a staple again.
It's like a mega show.
Yes, where you go to Denver, and I think... The reservations, if they do them, I think it's tough to get in because so many people want to go. They put so much money in this. There's a waterfall. There's shows.
People diving into pools.
Yeah, no,
water.
It's incredible. So Casa Bonita, which closed here, I think, in 93.
Right.
But it was part of a chain, and then most of them closed except the one in Denver. They saved. And they basically said, we don't care that we're going to lose money on this. This is just part of our childhood we're going to save.
Well, I will tell you this, Roger. If you go to Panama City, Florida, you have a place called Tally Ho's. That my grandfather started in the 50s. It is still serving.
Wow.
It is still serving right now in Panama City, Florida. So anyway, so continue to send those in. I see Goombas. I see Gauchos. Rockies and Hot Springs. Roger, I know you remember
Rocky's
Rockies.
Still there.
What's the other one that's not there? Right there by, right across from the track. Yeah, there was one they tore it down. I think it's where Tom and I used to go get Sambuca.
The Long Shot Saloon.
Long Shot Saloon. That's
now I know what somebody wants that one. Dixie Cafe.
The Dixie Cafe.
Right here.
I did. That was the one that I did eat. I was endorsing them and still couldn't help
it. Didn't we say when we were talking over at Dee Dee's the other day, it was there were two. There was Dixie Cafe and another one that sounded the same. It was they sounded the same kind of chain. It's not Dixie's. It's just like that. Pat, real quick. We were talking about the...
I'm glad you bring this up, but because we have so many friends that are in the restaurant business with Bart with the Fold with Duno's and obviously
Kevin.
David, our buddy. I mean, the list goes on and on. Pizza Cafe, which I love. I go there all the time. It's just so... You know, I mean, it's not... You can't eat out every day. I get it. You got a big family, but...
Yeah. I agree. Kevin Case has got multiple restaurants.
It's great to go and support.
Yeah, I agree. Hey,
you mentioned Tommy Keat and them.
Yeah, the Keat family. That's another one. The Mitchell Cyper Social.
Yep.
And Petite Keat.
Tzatziki's all that.
I did want to tell you real quick. So the NBA's put out their list of the lottery as far as who gets what pick first. So the reason we would Razorback fans would care is where will Darius Acuff Jr. go? So the Washington Wizards were first, Utah Jazz second, Memphis Grizzlies third. How cool would it be if somehow he goes to Memphis? Fourth is Chicago Bulls. That would be cool. Fifth is the Clippers, and then and it goes Clippers, Brooklyn Nets, Sacramento Kings, Atlanta Hawks, Dallas Mavericks. Those are the top nine. You figure, where do you think he'll go? You think he'll go top five, Pat?
I think the more and more it gets closer to the draft, you'll see him rise up. I do. I just don't see it enough. I saw, and everybody's got their list, obviously, but I did see one where he was maybe the second point guard taken after I think it might have been a kid from Illinois.
Wogler.
But maybe, yeah, a little, you know, 6'5 kid. But I just think if you want somebody who can be, you know, I'm not talking about a franchise player. I mean, that's obviously, you know, very difficult to come across. But somebody who, you know, you can put the ball in his hands and you can depend on him on a night-to-night basis. I just don't see that there's another player out there. I do think the kid from BYU, Devonta, is going to go number one. I mean, 6'9", the kid just can do so many incredible things.
And Boozer, so, Boozer will probably be there, too.
I'd be surprised if he doesn't go top five.
Yeah, so so where would you guys want him to go? Would you rather him go, like, Memphis, the Chicago Bulls?
For selfish purposes, you want him to go to Memphis.
How cool would it be at Memphis? Oh, my gosh, the Razorback fans.
But what about for, like, actual placement purposes? We're in the top five.
Well,
the best spot.
I don't think he's going to go top four.
Okay.
So I don't think he'll go to the Bulls. I don't think he'll go to the Clippers because they already have Darius Garland. And you can't put Garland and Acuff on the court at the same time because they can't play defense.
He can go home to Brooklyn. Where's he from?
He's from Detroit.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, never mind.
I mean, you're looking at Brooklyn and Sacramento.
It's two tough
spots, but I'm thinking those are the two spots that he's most likely to go to.
All right, Roger, I'm calling my shot now. I have no clue what I'm talking about, but in an upset pick, either the Memphis Grizzlies or the Bulls go with our guy.
With Darius Acuff.
Darius Acuff.
Our man, you just went Sully.
He's going to go with our guy, our man.
We're going to go, Basil, call that. Pat, also tell you, keep it up with baseball and softball, with Razorbacks and all things, or no?
Oh, I'm keeping up. I'm keeping up slowly. I'm waiting for it to drop.
We've got
Go ahead. Good.
I was going to say,
I did see you see the softball player?
Yes.
Set the record for the most home runs with 38.
30. You know how many home runs? 38. Wild. You know, we had Bree Ellis last year, and she was super. I think she hit 26.
Yeah.
This girl hit 38. They thought the girl from Oklahoma, the freshman, was going to break it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's but you know, Pat, we're fifth seed. We're number five seed in this tournament, which just shows you how powerful we are. Because I think of the top 10 seeds, seven of the top 10 seeds are SEC schools. It's absolutely nuts. And I mean, Alabama's number one, Texas number two, Oklahoma three, Arkansas five, Florida six, Tennessee seven, Georgia 10. It's just nuts.
Softball conference.
It's like the SEC. The conference is the tournament. Yep. You know, basically. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. We've been supporting the girls and supporting the ladies for a long time, Pat.
No, I know you guys have been on it, and that's one of the things that I'm excited and proud for. Is at least that they put a lot of effort and going back a while now into softball.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's one of the, I'll be honest with you, I don't understand why there isn't I think there is a pro softball league, right?
Yeah, there
but
is.
But I don't understand why it's not more,
I don't know,
I guess, marketed and pushed. And
Maybe the college game is more just, I don't know, maybe it's just a better, it's, you like rooting for college players more than you do pro softball.
Well, I'll tell you what they need to do, and I think they're going to do this, is put it back in the Olympics. That's what they
need.
Yeah, I realize that.
Yeah, it would hurt.
Well, it's tough. I guess other countries maybe don't have the resources to put together a team to make it an Olympic sport to where we can. But I don't know. That was one of the.
Isn't that coming in 2028?
I think it is. Yeah, I think it is.
It's coming back.
Yeah, I think it is. I think that's a great
idea. Right, but you know, you need other countries to invest.
Yeah.
In their. Exactly.
It may be one of those like one-time things where they give the host country their sport. Like so softball's our thing, and then it goes away.
Well, Pat, we're gonna.
It should be.
Did you wish your mama a happy Mother's Day? Did you see your mom yesterday?
Oh, we did. We took her out actually Friday, and then I dropped off flowers and all the good stuff. Two cards. I had to get two. I couldn't decide which card, so you know, you're gonna get two and all that. So yeah, it's pretty good. It was a beautiful day, actually.
Yeah, it rained a couple hours yesterday. It was great for a nap. Great for a Mother's Day nap. Do want to thank Bath Fitter. along with Cabot Outdoors for sponsoring Pat. Go out and check out. You can go online or knock on Roger's door to see the amazing shower that Roger
come
has.
Come on in, but
brought
please,
to you by Bath Fitter.
Listen,
he's got a great one.
I have
a great one.
Oh, we'll right. Bring come your on. Own. What do you call the little
squeegee? Bring your own squeegee and loofah.
Great,
yes.
A great documentary I saw the other day, The Age of Disclosure.
Oh.
Check it out.
What's that about?
It's
is it about
amazing.
Showers?
What is it?
No, sir.
What's it about?
No, sir. It's about what they call UAPs. We used to call them UFOs.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You're going to bring that up at the end of your segment.
Unidentified aerial yeah. phenomenon.
But yes. Listen, they Trump put all that out there, FBI, and you know what? It wasn't a whole lot to
it. Was
to
a Friday
it.
Dump.
Yeah,
and
it wasn't
it
a,
was
lot,
a Friday
wasn't
dump.
A whole lot to it.
They were
the
like, oh, no
said,
one's going to
hey,
pay attention.
Here,
look, you want to yeah. find out for yourself?
Yeah,
here
hey,
it is.
There was not. It was, just wasn't. I thought we were going to find some smoking gun. It's like, it's really not.
There's little men just the color of Roger's shirt walking around. They're coming out of these things, actually. Nobody knows their names, but we're calling them Pete and Paul. We're calling them Pete and Paul. They're great guys, actually.
There it is. All right, PB. Thanks, buddy.
All right, fellas. Love you.
Love you, man. Thanks to, again, Cabot Outdoors and Bath Fitter. Roger, we're competing in the bathtub competition.
June 8th, right downtown
Hot Springs, baby.
I saw a photograph. I was there. It was with my sister and three other ladies from 14 years ago is when it was. Can you believe
last
that?
Last time you'd been out there to be a part
that's
of
the
it?
Last time I was a part
Roger's,
of it. That was the first time I was a part of it.
Roger's driving the boat. It's got to have water in the bathtub. And,
it is.
And
how much water?
I think it's 12. Is it like 12 gallons?
Is it above or below the knee?
I don't know.
It's above the man line.
Down
the man line. Yeah. Anyway, that's good. Thanks to Bath Fitter for doing that. It's gonna be a lot of fun. All right, don't go away. 7:32 here, Morning Man.
Arkansas's Best Chevy Dealers presents Kevin Bohannon each week on Drive Time Sports with Randy Rainwater and Rick Schaefer on 103.7 The Buzz. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas baseball took 2 out of 3 against Oklahoma over the weekend, winning 12-2 in a 7-inning run rule on Friday, winning 12-8 on Saturday, before losing 15-10 on Sunday. After that game, Coach Dave Van Horn talked a little about the pitching struggles.
You know, you look at Gibbler, you know, he was in a 2-1 count all the time. And that was after throwing a breaking ball here and a breaking ball there, so they knew what they were getting. Probably a fastball, and they got it and they hammered it. You know, that you got to pitch the other way. You'd be ahead 1-2, maybe 2-2. But 2-1, 3-1, can't live there.
Arkansas will finish up their regular season on the road at Kentucky. That 3-game series will start on Thursday. And Arkansas softball earned the 5th overall seed in the NCAA softball tournament. They'll host South Florida, Washington, and Fordham in the Fayetteville Regional. Arkansas will be playing Fordham in Game 1 on Friday. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Cloudy sky in the morning, some sunshine this afternoon. Here in Little Rock, we have a high of 77 degrees. Tonight, clear and cool, down to 52. Maybe some patchy fog overnight and early tomorrow. And then Tuesday, it will be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 80. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Justin Akre returns to the zone on Monday, and there'll be plenty to get caught up on, not only from his vacation, but from the weekend in sports. We'll talk to Bubba Carpenter, thanks to Johnson's Home Center in Benton, get a recap on the Razorbacks baseball series against Oklahoma, look ahead to Kentucky since they start on Thursday. We'll also have game balls and jockstraps brought to you by Acadie's Touch Landscaping, on top of the entertainment report, birthday trivia, and what's on tap. It's a loaded Monday in the zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
Every time you drive through a work zone, it's not just cones and signs out there. It's real people doing their jobs, trying to get home at the end of the day. In Arkansas, many transportation workers have been tragically killed or injured serving our state, with families whose lives are changed forever. All because the driver, even for a second, stopped paying attention. It only takes a quick glance at your phone to change everything. And keep in mind, that's not just dangerous, it's also a moving traffic violation. Speeding's another big one. Those reduced speed signs aren't there for decoration. They're put there to protect lives. And if the workers are present, those fines are doubled. Bottom line, there's zero tolerance for reckless or distracted driving in work zones. Law enforcement's out there, and they will pull you over. Keep in mind, most work zones are only a few miles long. Slowing down and staying focused for that stretch? It's really not asking much. Because at the end of the day, whether you're behind the wheel or working on the road, we're all just trying to make it home. Slow down. Phone down. A message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver with a question for you. Does pain in your back, knees, elbows, or other joints have you saying no to doing the things you love? No golf, no pickleball, no basketball, no long walks? That's what chronic joint pain does. It starts deciding your life for you. You know what I'm talking about? Crippling joint pain that dictates your day and steals your independence. Too many people like you are told to live with it, rely on pills, or accept invasive surgery as the only options. Well, I've got good news for you. QC Kinetics can help you say yes to the life you want. QC Kinetics offers regenerative treatments that use healing agents from your own body to help revitalize damaged joint tissue. And instead of just masking the symptoms, their treatments address the root cause of the pain. I'm talking about long-lasting relief with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Take the first step toward a pain-free life by scheduling a free consultation with QC Kinetics. Tell them Christian Weaver sent you. Call 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159. 501-393-1159.
This is Miss Arkansas 2023 Corey Keller, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, 7:37 on this Monday, May 11th. As I mentioned earlier, thanks everybody who listens to this show. You made us number one, and we're very grateful for that. We appreciate it. It doesn't happen all the time, and when it does happen, we're extremely grateful. To be able to edge out music stations is just mind-blowing to me, since there's a lot of those out there. So we really appreciate you making this number one. Great to have Chris Kane. Thanks to Trader Bills.
Huge thanks to Trader Bills. It is now back. Time to get on the water, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't winterized your boats, by the way, and gotten them ready for the water, make sure you go to either their Little Rock or Hot Springs locations. They'll get everything up and running for you, so you're ready to get back out on the water. And by the way, they're Godfrey pontoons. That's something I got to take a ride on a couple of weeks ago, and it is the smoothest, most incredible ride.
Look at you.
You could, I'm telling you, these things, they started back in the 80s, so they have a lot of experience. The Godfrey pontoons is,
yes.
I think they were the first aluminum hull pontoon boats created, yes. And they are still making them, and they've perfected them. They're at Trader Bills.
Go to the webcam and tell me if this look is still working. We're debating on whether this
like
is
the Steve Jobs.
By the way, he's wearing black jeans,
Steve Jobs,
all black today.
You're handsome, and you know it. What, Go ahead, compliment him.
Jessica says, she goes, now you can do that with long sleeve shirts, but don't ever wear that with short sleeve shirts, because it just doesn't look.
Would
right.
They make no, those no, with no, a short sleeve?
They
shirt?
Do. They
no,
do.
Well, okay. No, that ain't right.
Whoa!
It doesn't work.
Do you own one with a short sleeve?
I do.
Oh. No, you don't.
I want to see that, actually.
See, I've never seen Jessica be so embarrassed to me when I walked in.
I want to see that, actually.
So wear it tomorrow.
Seen that. No, I've never seen that. Yeah.
Short sleeve really? And with yeah. That with the half of the turtle?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
All right.
It's not even half turtle. You're yeah. Missing.
What is
That's
this?
Half mock.
This is
it's not even mock. I mean, mock is up
high. I think go too high and it's too stuffy.
No. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yes.
You're a handsome man.
It's very neck
Everybody
dependent.
In this studio and listening want to be with you. Man and woman. Hey, what? Real quick, I want to do something.
Oh, yeah, you got something to go
Yesterday, I was having we were having a Mother's Day lunch at Samantha's favorite place, which is Tamales in
Bryant.
And Bryant, thank you very much. And Meredith was telling me a story. It's a great story that Stone Ward, where she works, had a hand in. She works at Stone Ward, as part of the PR team. And yesterday, she was telling me about Dana Dussenberry helped make a client, a friend of a client, dream come true. If you haven't heard, there's a guy in Louisville called Derby Bob. Have you heard this story? He was 89 years old. He had been to 79 straight Kentucky Derbies. And this year, he was in hospice care, but his one last wish was to make his 80th Derby. And so the client of Stone Ward called to see if Stone Ward could help facilitate something, and they started rallying media contacts, including a CBS contributor named David Begnaud, I believe is his name, and former Louisville reporter Kelly Minton Matthews. You know that name, don't you, Kelly Minton? Wasn't she here?
If that's the same Kelly Minton.
I believe it is. Yeah. And it turned into this whole community effort. Churchill Downs stepped up with great seats. Hospice staff helped get him there, and the Kentucky State Police even gave him a full escort to the track. He made it. Picked the top three horses. Wow. The dude picked the top three horses, got to enjoy the race with his family, and the story even made CBS Mornings. And just 1 week later, Derby Bob passed away.
Wow,
a year later.
How old
but
was
he made 80. He made 80. I didn't. You know what? I'm sorry.
Gotta be.
He's 89 years old. He went with the very first time with his mom, with his 9 year old. Yeah. And I just thought that was pretty cool. That story. Because a client. A friend of Derby Bob knew about a client that Stone Ward has, and a national account, and they all worked together. I just think it was great that Stone Ward got involved and helped
Good
out
job.
And do that. But again, 89 years old, and they gave you can see some of it on CBS Morning. You can see where they gave the guy the couple of the horses. Who do you think's going to do it?
And number one, he picked the long shot.
He picked all three of them.
Wow,
he picked
so
all three.
So think about going to something for 80 years in a row. Holy cow! I can't imagine going anything for. Listen, I've done Brewersworth for 30 years in a row. I can't imagine doing that times two and another 20 on top of that.
There's no way. I mean, you got to admit. Well, hospice care, money, and all that was not going to make it happen. But what a neat deal with a little local slant to it. So
very nice.
Hats
good,
off,
good
Stone Ward.
Well done.
Dan and Dustinberry, yes.
All right, so here are the results. We'll do a rookie. Do we have barbecue music? Is there music for barbecue?
Did you ever make a song for it, Raj, in your recollection? Do you have a BuzzBQ song?
So we will go through. I'm just going to hit some of the top ones real quick. So these are our pro results from the BuzzBQ. This is the pro division. So in chicken, you've got in first place, Blind Hog Barbecue. And that guy, Roger, had been out for a while, has come back, and boom, goes right back and wins. Ah Townley, that's Townley Pools, good guys.
Oh, wow.
Old Grunt Barbecue, that's the top three for chicken. Allen Smoke, this is for ribs. Allen Smoky Pig Barbecue, number one. Bad Dog Barbecue, number two. Fire Dancer Barbecue, number three. There's a common theme in all these names. Barbecue. Pork, Bad Dog Barbecue. Poncho and Lefty Steaks, number two. Cowboy Q, number three. But Bad Dog Barbecue won the pork. And the grand champion, Blind Hog Barbecue, number one, comes back after missing a few years. And then Bad Dog Barbecue, and then Allen's Smoky Pig Barbecue. All those three are the top three of grand champion. Average, though, these are people like us that don't know what we're doing, but come out and they did a good job. Winner of chickens, a Smoke Eaters Barbecue, number one. Barrel Proof Barbecue, number two. Slow Burn Barbecue, number three. Ribs, Smoking Hot Breast and Butts, BBC. That's the women who wear the pullover with all the
the aprons.
The aprons, They won ribs.
Pops
and the Boys, second. Russian to Serve for Pulaski County. Oh, sounds like a great group there. As third and ribs, pork, Slow Burn Barbecue, number one. Red Solo Cup, two. Big Sexy Barbecue, number three for pork. And grand champion, Slow Burn Barbecue, number one. Pops and the Boys, number two. Smoke Eaters Barbecue, number three. And then other categories for brisket. They have a whole category for brisket. Blind Hog Barbecue, number one. Mo Meat, number two. Smoking Hot Breast and Butts Barbecue, number three. Sauce, which I'd like to see. Some of the sauces were amazing, different kinds. Bat of the Bone, number one. Barbecue Outlaws, number two. Back Nine Barbecue, number three. Side Dish. There were some really creative side dishes.
So what was
they were? I saw one. It was so in-depth. I don't even know what I had to describe it. They were like, wow, that's not what I expected.
I don't even know what that is.
When I think of side dish, I think of potato salad and
baked beans.
Yeah. Deviled eggs.
Fathead Barbecue, et cetera, one. Q66 Second Smoke Plume, Barbecue, number three.
Your mouth.
And the People's Choice, Roger. In third, Smoking Jacks. In second, Barbecue Outlaws.
But what'd they have?
Number one, Black Mamba Barbecue wins for the fifth year in a row.
Wow.
People's Choice. That's the one that people come up, eat their food, and vote for. Yes.
Well,
so,
what was the side that won?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Didn't provide that for me, so don't know that.
Got the names.
They need to put that on there next year, and we'll know what that is.
Well, no, I'm just curious.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, listen, there were some creative things, and as I mentioned,
because Daly and them had the barbecue spaghetti. Double Deuce had deviled eggs, and that was my friend. But listen, here's the thing for Ben West and Double Deuce crew. You didn't place, and you're very, very disappointed.
By the way.
He's a very neighbor. Here's what, Ben, I know you're going out of town, and you got to be working. When you come back, spend every week this summer cooking and perfecting your ribs. I will try them for you every week if you prefer. I would do it. I will do that for you.
The
what a kind friend.
No, couple of what neighbors do.
In honor of Feltner's Whataburger closing, we were talking about the different restaurants that we miss that are gone. And so somebody, Roger, we've gone a whole hour and a half, and nobody's mentioned this till now. Diego's. Krista has no idea what Diego's.
Thanks, Outlaw.
Diego's has a plane, had a plane that was going through the roof. It showed an actual
You've never
plane.
Seen that?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
really?
You need to Google that. And then
somebody said that on our Facebook earlier.
Roger, it was a staple for Magic back when, in the heyday.
That was Gordon Gondek, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Gordon Gondek. Yeah. It was the heyday, right?
The cafe guy.
You and Big
no,
Dave.
No, it was before me. Oh, it was Big Dave and Tommy.
Yeah, it was a...
Maybe even before Big Dave, but don't hold me to it.
It was a place to be.
Yeah, it was right there. It had a plane crashing right into it. It's where the Dixie Cafe. Well, they're not even there anymore. The Dixie Cafe offices.
That's it. That was the other one. Dixie Cafe.
Where was Black Eyed Pea? Where was that?
That was the one out there we were talking about across from Didi's. That was up on that. It was a Black Eyed Pea, not a Dixie.
You know what? No, we were talking about Smitty's. Smitty's. Smitty's.
Where's Smitty's at? Where was that at?
It was right there across the street from Didi's where
now. Is that the only one? Like there was another
to
one.
To my said. Knowledge, it
Somebody
was.
Says Chris Stapleton mentions barbecue in Arkansas. I didn't know that.
And he does. He does. He
Someone
does.
Says, what about sauce? They started at 5:30 instead of close to 6, and I missed it. I just got through reading that, so I'll answer you a little bit later.
Sorry.
661-1037. Somebody said softball's coming to OKC in 2028. Is that Olympic softball? It's 2028 in Oklahoma City. Someone said, another one we haven't mentioned, Bennigan's. Oh, my gosh. Bennigan's was a staple, again, before your time, Chris.
It was right
there at the intersection where McDonald's is now at University and Asher. You got IHOP on the other corner.
Well, we talked about this the other day. And you know what was there? What is no longer at Shackelford and Markham? Julie's Place or whatever
it
was.
Yeah,
that's
right.
They had Ferns.
And now, you know, one that just closed down, too, in addition to the Feltner's Whataburger. Talk about tough to continue to do this, Iriana's.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I think Iriana's may be the way that was phrased.
Yeah.
They may be popping up somewhere else.
They may just be moving.
Oh, this is another great one. A Steak and Ale on Cantrell right here.
Yeah.
Our buddy Val Hansen used to work there. That was a place where you could make some money back in the day. I remember vividly walking there having meetings back in the late 80s and early 90s. And, again, if you're not old enough, you have no idea. You're driving past places where there were so many, you know, life stories happening at these restaurant bars.
The previous incarnation. Like I was telling you guys earlier, I remember growing up and going to Cash McCool's, which is now Crazy's on Cantrell.
I can't believe you went to Cash McCool's.
It was a tough part of my dad's life. So it was a place that we would go and play. My brother and I would play shuffleboard.
Ah.
And so, like, I remember growing up, and that was a vivid memory. The distinct smell.
I love the cigarette machine
over on the where you go and make the pull.
I'm telling you, Chris, you know, as we've gotten older, I reflect a little bit more, man. Because you don't know, I always say, tomorrow's not promised. Yeah. And, man, just those kind of memories are nice to take a minute and go, yeah, remember the good days. Remember those fun, and maybe they weren't great memories, but you have those memories of a place that's not even there. You know, you drive by and you go, you know what used to be there, son? You know?
Do you remember the old country restaurant right in that same area? Now it's Problem Child, but it used to be an old country breakfast place.
Oh, my gosh, that was, you're right.
Remember that? It burned down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My, what's the name of that?
I think it was
Mississippi and Cantrell.
Cantrell, yes. Yeah, there's an old country restaurant up there.
Roger, this is from our good friend Wayne Smith.
Hey, Wayne.
The GM at Oaklawn, general manager over there for many years. Congratulations on being number one in the market. We're proud to be associated with Morning Mayhem.
Oh.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for believing
in
us.
Wayne.
And we love our partnership with Oaklawn and appreciate it. Been doing it for, golly, 25 years. We talked about that. And so, if you just tuned in, we got great ratings in the other day. We don't always get number one, what you did, and we're so
grateful.
We're
your number one show.
Always number one,
we love.
But when we edge out the music stations, that's a big deal for us. So
well,
we
you know what?
Yeah.
And you know what? Let's give a shout out to our buddy right down the hall, the legend in classic rock, Jeff Allen. He is,
it's already out?
It was on Facebook.
I didn't know it was already out.
No, he was DJ. He was
he beat
top
me.
DJ.
He beat me. He beat me.
He edged you out. You know what? He didn't have if he had seen the Sprockets Black Turtle, it would have been over.
Jeff Allen, very deserving to win.
Absolutely. AY Magazine's best of.
Yeah. All right, don't go away. We'll come back and wrap things up.
Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you want to be my lover, you have got to give.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort, is now available in Arkansas. FanDuel is giving you better payouts on same-game parlays all NBA playoffs long. With more ways to build and more value every time you play, you can stack your picks your way for every game, every matchup, and every moment. FanDuel in Arkansas has you covered. From spreads to player points to threes and more, build it all into one same-game parlay and go for the bigger payouts. So if you're betting same-game parlays this NBA postseason, bet them on FanDuel. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Racing Casino Resort. More options, better payouts, all NBA playoffs long. Head to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. FanDuel, an official partner of the NBA and Oakland Racing Casino Resort. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the win-win that leads to a grin-grin. You get a family membership to the Little Rock Racquet Club or Athletic Club. You get in shape, they get in the pool, and boy, do they have pools. Your Little Rock Racquet or Athletic Club. People will witness the fitness.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Friendly staff give you the very best in customer service, including bagging all your items. And you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps with your Family Market rewards cards. Don't miss Big Mondays. Mid-grade gas for the price of regular and premium for the price of mid-grade. All of this can only be found at Family Market in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, look again. One's coming.
The after-season clothing sale continues at Fort Thompson. Tons of clothing marked down to 50% off. Also, check out the new spring hunting and clothing items arriving daily. See you at Fort Thompson's in Sherwood.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram store right here in Sherwood. Well, you know, I looked this up, and we've been in business since 1989. That's a long time. You know, many dealers have come and gone. We believe our pricing policy and our service after the sale have served us well. As you know, folks, we post our sale prices, which we call green tags, right on the windshield. This way, everyone gets the same price, and there's no hoops or no negotiations to jump through to get to the bottom line. I don't like saying so many thousands off. That's very confusing. It's off of what? And does that affect my interest rate? So I like to keep things simple. My promise is this. We will not be undersold. We value your time and your decision. Come visit us in Sherwood on Roarden Road or check us out with our green tag pricing on FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
To celebrate their partnership with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, your Arkansas Chevy dealers are giving away a 2027 Chevy Silverado 1500. For complete rules and to register to win, current Arkansas Game and Fish license holders should visit ChevySweepstakes.com/Arkansas Truck Hunt or see your Arkansas's best Chevy dealer for more details. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Open to legal residents 18 years or older who reside in Arkansas. Contest ends 12/31/26. Void where prohibited.
Extraordinary events come once in a blue moon, and right now, even the most extravagant luxuries are well within reach. The one and only May Sale is back at Sissy's Log Cabin, and you can save up to 50% on nearly everything in the store. This is your chance to get the service, selection, and experience that makes you feel like family at the best prices of the year, guaranteed. Don't miss the one and only May Sale at Sissy's Log Cabin, because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
Get in the conversation with Life and Feedback at 1037thebuzz.com. Presented on Out of Bounds by Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers. Chevy Colorado eats up the road with five available gears, and Silverado has the muscle to tow. Life and Feedback from Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
It's pretty simple. I win. Google me.
I like it.
What was he like to deal with?
He was just like he is.
Matter of fact. Very dry.
Very dry. Don't have time for these awards. Thank you.
We're on to, we're on to 2026.
Yeah. Thanks to everybody. I see Jeff Hildebrand, William. Others, Ozark Mark, Mountain Smokehouse, Shecky's Pizza on Old Cantor Road, Taco Kid on Cantor across from Steinmark.
Taco Kid?
A couple other ones here. Shoney's, Perkins,
Colonial Steakhouse, Pine Bluff. Big Boys, where the is that the one with the statue? Is that Shoney's?
Is that Shoney's? Shoney's Big Boy? Is that what it was?
I don't know. Shogun's.
Who said yes? Shogun. Right across the street.
Great miniseries. Not to be confused with Shotgun Dan's. That's still open, Donnie Anderson.
So we got to mention too. We share. Christian will share 2 months of our 3 months of being number one.
Yeah,
Christian,
thank you, Christian,
good job, Christian.
Took us over, put us over the line.
Maybe I helped a little bit.
There's right.
You know, you haven't heard us, that's for sure. Hey, shout out to those out there who may have forgotten that Mother's Day gift. I just got a message from Dee Dee. She had a fantastic weekend because of you listeners. And you can still get that great gift certificate at AvaBellaDayspa.com.
Buck Cummins says, Fisher's sign at Fisher's in North Little Rock. Come eat with Cuz. Everybody called it Cuz Fisher's. In that order, I guess Mr. Fisher would stand behind the cash register and greet everybody that came in. What's happening, Cuz? That's
a lost art almost, isn't
hamburger.
It? I mean, there's some that still do it, but having that kind of connection between the restaurant owner and the customers is pretty special.
That hamburger steak covered in onions and gravy was goo.
Capers.
And so good.
Yeah, capers out west.
Of course, it's gone now.
Yep, it's gone.
Again, it's a ye olde meat shop.
The meat shop, Kent
meat
Berry.
Shop. Yeah, keep. Of course, Raj knows.
Yeah,
Kent,
rest
sure.
in
yeah,
peace.
Yeah, may he rest in peace. He had a little lunch. The meat shop did shut down completely. That's right. Okay.
All right, we got Bill Vickery coming up. We also have Alan McDowell who will talk to us about the Hogs and their run for a World Series placement here soon. And we also are going to visit with Camden Koshal. You think about it. You got Ella McDowell, Bill Vickery, and Camden Koshal and graffiti. Boom, 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 boom.
That's what makes the show number one right
pretty,
there.
Pretty darn good. Also,
that's free radio.
I mentioned the Trojans won 16-14 in baseball. This is time. Listen, just like in golf, we've got four of our teams are playing in the national golf playoffs. For men, you got the UALR, you got Arkansas State, and UAPB all have a chance to go deep in the tournament, I think. Arkansas Golf, women's golf, the Razorbacks, they start today. I think that's at the University of Louisville. They're in the mix. So be a lot to follow this week. Also, we haven't gotten to Division II, Roger. All the other schools and UCA, we'll try to get to those.
Yeah, UCA won their series 2-1 against University of North Alabama.
Yeah,
so.
They win the conference. They win the championship.
Well, they still have another series this weekend against Lipscomb at home.
I think Arkansas Tech won the GAC men's championship.
Yes.
Yeah, they did. And also, Brent Snedeker finally won on the PGA Tour. And so that's good. We've had him on the show before. He's got a good relationship with Simmons Bank.
Nice.
And Roger, I think we've come up with a NASCAR date where you and I will be discussing this. That we're going to be going to NASCAR.
Hey,
morning,
man.
You going to go with Steve?
I think well,
you got to go with Steve.
Qualsey's got to go with
you. You got to.
Well, we don't go without Qualsey.
Yeah, here's the deal. We all get to ride in
guy.
The pace car.
Oh,
that's the deal.
God.
We all get to ride in the pace car.
Yeah.
Of course, you guys show up to your first NASCAR. All right, we're riding the pace car.
Y'all know Mark Martin? We do.
Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. And, you know, when you talk about nostalgia like we're doing today, you know what I remember growing up? I remember going to Lake Hamilton
yes.
as a kid. I remember going to Grouse Ferry as a kid. You're going to go to any of the lakes and rivers as a kid or as a grown-up in this state. You want to make memories with your kids. Go to Trader Bill's, find the boat of your dreams, and head out to your favorite body of water this summer with Trader Bill's. Get out on the water, baby.
Roger, what about Luigi's? Is that still there? Is it gone?
No.
Gone. That was, yep, the,
that was down there, then it was in Benton, and now it's gone. And I think, no, it's gone.
We're not gone. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't
thank
go away.
You.
8 o'clock.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Let's clear something up real quick. There's this big myth out there that if your knees, hips, or shoulders hurt bad enough, surgery is your only option. A lot of people just accept that. But here's the truth. Surgery is not the only path to joint pain relief. QC Kinetics specializes in treatments that help your body revitalize damaged joint tissue naturally. That means no surgery, no pain pills, and no downtime. And check this out. Not only are they the nation's